International transformation and success coach, Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have a special guest with us, Margaret Elizabeth Holtz. Now, Margaret is going to be talking to us today about the power and purpose of journaling, and she is going to leave us five benefits of journal writing. Welcome, Margaret Elizabeth, to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. It is a pleasure to have you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Now, just some little housekeeping. Do you go by both names, Margaret Elizabeth, or I can just call you Margaret?
Just Margaret is fine.
All right. Awesome. Okay. All right. So, in keeping with the theme of her show, one of the things that Margaret does is she is an artist, an artist. She is also a journalist, and she marries the two together. So, we decided that we were going to focus today on the power and purpose of journaling. But we're also going to, my tip of the week is going to, you know, coincide with something else that Margaret does, and that is looking for beauty in art. So a couple months ago, I was actually preparing for a show, and I came across this incredibly beautiful movie, and it was called Finding Happiness Through Beauty. And the movie was based on the yogi Swami Karananda. He developed a lot of Ananda yoga and meditation retreats all around the world. And his meditation retreats basically focus on finding your happiness in the presence of beauty in nature, because he feels that beauty is important to uplifting your consciousness. And that's exactly how Margaret Elizabeth feels. So in the Ananda colonies, they follow the principles that people are more important than things. Yeah, of course. And so what they do is that they replace all the amenities of city life, and they live simply and off the land. They actually practice the feed yourself kind of format. Everything that they eat is off the land. And, of course, they're surrounded by mountains and trees and greenery and all the beautiful things, livestock and all that stuff. So it's really beautiful. They believe that simple living plus high thinking produces the greatest happiness. So every day the residents of the retreat meditate and get out of their ego, and then they ask the question, is my sense of security, my self-worth, is it on the inside or is it on the outside? And what happens is that when you discover that your security and your self-worth comes from the inside, then you actually can never lose anything. So, I mean, there was an instance where somebody lost one of the members from cancer, and there wasn't a lot of mourning because they felt that you really cannot lose anybody because they're inside of you, they're a part of you. So I thought I would share that. So in the space of the exquisite beauty of nature and removed from the hustle and the bustle of city life, they found true happiness. And like I said, I chose this tip of the week because Margaret Elizabeth found her purpose by looking at the beauty of the Caribbean islands, and then she created her art from that beauty. So let me tell you a little bit more about our guest today. Margaret is a novelist who uses her fine art and jewelry designs to illustrate her stories, just as her stories are set between Texas, the Caribbean, and New Orleans. Her body, mind, and spirit exists in these places as well. Before opening Impulse Studios in Charlotte, St. Charles, Margaret Elizabeth Holtz graduated with a degree from St. Edward's University and began her career in the arts, apprenticing under metal sculptor Darrell Colburn. She then served as the director of both the Tate Gallery in Austin and the Urban Roots Gallery before she spent time in the nonprofit world, development and coordinating effective programs for various organizations. Margaret Elizabeth opened her fine art studio, Impulse, in 2014 and launched both her women's and men's jewelry lines. In 2016, Margaret wrote her first novel, Sketches from the Heart of a Texas Artist, and that was based on her short story, The Sketchbook. She is currently working on her second novel in the series called Anton Lament. As her creative mentor, Georgia O'Keeffe, was drawn to the desert in New Mexico, similarly, Margaret found beauty in the endless turquoise waters of the Caribbean, the vast landscape and vegetation that makes Texas so alluring, and the rich images of the French Quarter. From the stories hidden in the depths of these settings, Margaret passionately shares ideas that we can all connect and grow from. Margaret started journaling after going through a traumatic experience and found that journaling was the only way that she could find peace. Welcome, Margaret, to the Mindset Transformation Show. It is a new topic for me, so I will be very interested in learning a few things from you today. So welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so let's dive right in, and let me just get a little bit of background question for you from you. Can you tell our listeners how you started journaling and when you discovered that it helped you to release trauma and find peace?
Sure, yeah. You know, the creative journey is always, you know, full of a lot of twists and turns, and my background is in fine arts. It's in painting and sculpture. And when I opened Impulse Studio, that's exactly what I was doing. I was working on, you know, artistic contracts for various companies. I was, you know, showing my work, exhibiting my work. And there was a situation that I endured with a client. It ended up being a painful experience that left me feeling, and just to be candid, it was a sexual harassment situation, and it left in a situation where I was left with nothing. I was left with, you know, without income. I was left without self-esteem. I was left with, you know, in a dark well of despair. And I, you know, my artwork all of a sudden didn't look the way it always had because I couldn't focus. I, you know, my artwork typically is, you know, vibrant, oversaturated colors, and all of a sudden I was painting in deep reds and blacks, and, you know, this wasn't even work that I wanted to share. And I started writing. I started doing creative writing. I started, and I didn't know where it was going to take me. I just had this compelling feeling that I needed to get something out. And so I wrote part one of the sketchbook, which is my short story. And I wrote part one, and I was actually pretty satisfied with it. It didn't necessarily, heal me yet, but I felt good about a piece of literature, a piece of prose that I had put together. And from there, I wanted to know what happened next. So I wrote part two. And then all of a sudden, I wrote, this short story, and it seemed like a good solution to this situation, to the fact that I was in so much pain. And I still wasn't out of the woods yet. It was when an editor read my short story and asked me if I could suss it out into a novel. And as I started writing the novel and through that process that I was able to start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, I was able to write through and find clarity and find answers and learn more about myself. And that's when I was able to really, really work through the trauma that I had endured.
Wow. Now that is very interesting. I know that what they teach out there is that if you want to download anything off of your mind, that you write it down. But I'm not understanding, I've not had the experience of after you've downloaded it and it's off of your mind, how exactly it heals. So did you want to touch on that for a brief moment?
Yeah. As I was writing, I chose to write fiction, but it was very closely based on, myself. My protagonist is named Mona Lamar, and she is like an alter ego. And so as I was writing her journey, I was subconsciously writing what I wanted to experience. I didn't realize it actually at the time. Now I'm quite aware of it. But when I was, as I was getting her stories out, as she accepted her hero's journey and her adventure started unfolding, I was deep down writing what I wanted to happen in my own life and where my soul was creating this literature, this art, faster than my mind could even process it. And I think that's what that's where the healing began. Allowed it to come out.
Yep. Now I get it. Now I did not get that from before in our previous talk. So what you're doing is based on really the law of attraction. You think it, you become it. You invite it in your vortex and all that stuff. So now I understand, because when you're living through your character, you're actually living in that world. It's like when you go to a movie and you cry because you're actually in it. So when you are, it's almost, I just started on a new adventure myself by writing something called Life by Design. And we can just drop yours right in there. You're writing a fictional story of how you would like your life to be. And, that's exactly the way you create a life by design, is that you you design it. You imagine it, and you live it. So I get you. And obviously the healing will come in, because now you're not living in your world. You're living in your character's world, right?
Right, exactly. And that's not to say that in my story that my character doesn't go through tribulations, and she has to figure out how to work through them. So, but absolutely, when I write, I immerse myself deeply into it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, I got it. Awesome. So it's journaling, but normally when someone hears the term journaling, it's like journaling of what happened to you today, or how you feel about something, or So it's journaling with like poetry, or you used the word prose just now, so. It's journaling with a different twist, right?
Yeah, and I do want to make note of the fact that when I sit down and work on my novels, that is very different than the time when I journal, because I keep a sketchbook on me, and I prefer to handwrite things. But I have a sketchbook in my bag everywhere I go, because if something comes into my mind, I don't want to forget it. I want to get it out. I begin every morning journaling and every evening before I go to sleep journaling. And that can look like, you know, just a stream of thoughts coming out, or it can be an actual idea. But they go hand in hand. It's important to journal in order to exercise your writing muscles.
And you're creative, right. Okay, perfect. All right, so I got it. So, yeah, so there's two parts of you. You do have the journaling, and then you also have the creative side where you are writing a character and, you know, intentionally saying that this is where I would like to go in my life, and then you married it to. And I think that we're going to talk about, you know, later on in the segment where you're saying that you write about things and it happens to come true. So that's beautiful, right? Yes, awesome. All right, jumping ahead a little bit. All right, awesome. Well, I think we've got a great start to our show. I'm very interested in our conversation because, you know, I've written three books myself and I am a writer. I would like to, you know, borrow some of your, you know, writing how you want your life to be. Love it. So we're going to take a quick station break and we'll be right back. So stay tuned for more from Margaret Elizabeth. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we are speaking with Margaret Elizabeth Holtz. She is an author and an artist, and we are talking today about the power and purpose of journaling. So, Margaret, in the first segment of the show, you told us how you use journaling to actually create your characters and also to find peace from the traumatic experience that you experienced. So I would love to hear from you. How did your expressions through art tie in with the written words in your journal? Because I know you were first and foremost an artist.
And art, you know, visual art will always be a part of my literature. When I started writing my, you know, the sketchbook, the short story, my intention behind it was to just have this 6-part short story illustrate it with my fine art and do mixed media shows with, you know, visual illustrations of the story. And so if you get a copy of my sketchbook, you'll see that it's an illustrated sketchbook, and all of my literature is illustrated by my paintings. I paint a lot of maps, a lot of cartography, because I'm so in touch with geography, as you read in my bio. And then I took things a step further, and, you know, with my background in sculpture, I started my jewelry line, and I use my jewelry to illustrate every piece of my literature. So the three are very much a trifecta of creative mediums. They one wouldn't work without the other, as in you know, the way I'm trying to express myself.
Okay, so that's awesome. Yeah, that is extremely creative. You have married all of the three elements. So I love that word, the trifecta. All right. So in your book, Sketches from the Heart of a Texas Artist, you mentioned a little bit in the first segment of how that came about. Can you expand on that a little bit? You started journaling, and then you wrote the short story that turned into a novel. Anything else that you want to, you know, share on that?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think this is important to anyone who has any kind of trepidation about writing, whether it's daily journaling or, you know, trying to embark in creative writing. I had a short story. It's about a 20-page short story, and someone asked me to develop it into a novel, and I was extremely intimidated by that idea. That just seemed like so many words to you know, convey what I was feeling, and I didn't even know what I was feeling. And what this man said to me, what this editor said to me was, think about, you know, in between, you know, I had the beginning, middle, and end of my novel in the short story. And so then it was, you know, what happens in between each of these parts that really bring it to life and paint the picture. And so I didn't even necessarily write it chronologically, you know, from beginning to the end. When I was feeling a certain part of what I thought my protagonist would feel, I would go in and just write what I was feeling about that. You know, just a chapter in between part one and part two, or all of a sudden toward the, you know, middle, I had this revelation, and I was like, wow, this is what happened. This is why she was feeling a certain way. And, you know, essentially she's, you know, my character is going through a really hard time. She finds herself being chased by this dark shadow of despair. And this dark shadow is just a metaphor for those, you know, dark feelings that we have, the anxiety that we have. And she, you know, she's based out of Dallas in the design district, and she, you know, grabs her bag, jumps into her Volkswagen, and heads down to the coast and hijacks a sailboat. And she's just running from a shadow at this point. And then she all of a sudden gets on this boat and is out in the middle of the Caribbean with nothing but, you know, the universe to guide her, her connection, her spirit to guide her. And she ends up coming across a lot of adventures and, you know, stronger understandings and awakenings along the way. And every different place she goes, these were all things that I hope that I will be able to experience everything that she has.
Oh, that is great. You're saying this metaphorically, but that is, you know, the way we're supposed to do it. You know, when you have dark shadows, you're, you know, supposed to maybe go for a walk or go in, you know, walk in the rain if you like the rain, or find some place that makes you connect to nature. So your character, you know, went on a boat in the water, which is extremely therapeutic. So that's beautiful. And if, you know, somebody that's, you know, that's listening or, you know, have a dark shadow that's chasing them, and they're not anywhere close to the Caribbean, but a park will do, the beach will do. Yeah, but that is, you know, that's, you know, what you do when you're feeling like you're about to be swallowed up. You latch on to something that that makes you feel better and pull you up. So I love that. I grew up, reading Harley Quinn romances when I was a very young girl, and they always had this type of love and adventure going across the seas and all that kind of stuff. So I actually love that form of the story. Awesome. Okay. So now we're going to get into the huge nugget in your work, that, you know, here you talked about, for instance, you have a dark shadow that's following your character, And she jumps into a boat and, you know, heads down to Caribbean and all that, or whatever she does to make herself feel better, you write about. But then you experience the same thing in your reality. So that is incredible. So can you expand on that? What do you think that you're actually doing as far as, if we were to use my words, live by design, how do you think that you're able to marry these two, imagination to reality?
That's a really interesting and exciting question to answer. I truly deep down believe that because writing is such a powerful medium, and, you know, it takes a few parts. It takes us, you know, expressing what's going on in our mind. It takes that coming through our body, and whether it's coming from a pen on paper or fingers on a keyboard, whatever your, you know, the way you prefer to get words out happens to be, it's going through a lot of channels to get, you know, to get that expression on, you know, out of you and onto paper or a screen or whatever that may be. And as it's doing that, and as you're, you know, thinking about it, you're completely immersed in it, whether you realize it or not. Even if you're just writing about, you know, how your day went or how you want your day tomorrow to go, you have to put yourself there. You have to really think about it in order to get that out. And I think that when we really allow ourselves to surrender to that, I think that we're sending a huge message out into the universe that that's what we want to happen. And that's why, you know, through all of this writing, I've been fortunate to have experienced some overwhelming things that I've written about. But it's, you know, like I said earlier, my character has gone through hard things also, and that's something that's a lot that I have to swallow too. The idea is that we want to focus on positive. And when you put that out there, then that's what you're going to get back in return.
All right. So, because I'm a huge believer in the law of attraction. I follow Abraham Hicks, and I understand about my vortex, and I understand about feeling good and positive thinking. And when you think positively and you feel good, then you attract things to you. So I understand exactly what's happening when you sit down and you become this character. And, you're saying that she's part of you, right? Because, you know, even though she's imagined, she's part of you. You put yourself in that. Then you're creating, and that's basically what you're doing. But I still want to ask you a question about, because you're saying it's your character is not all happy-go-lucky, you know. She's real, and she does experience good and bad times. So you're saying that your imagination, as far as the things you write about, come true in your reality. Are those the good things and the bad things, or just the positive things?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I would say, for the most part, everything that I've experienced, you know, that I've caught myself, you know, having experienced from what I've written, it's the exciting things. But my character drives a scratched up Passat, and you know what? I ran into a pole and scratched up my Passat. You know, so like, I don't think that was an accident.
Yeah, well, it's true though, and it's important for anybody that's listening know that you attract what you want and what you don't want. Whatever it is that you think about, is that's what's going to show up.
Yeah.
And the law of the universe brings you exactly it, whatever you think about, whether it's the good things or the bad things. And that's very true.
Yeah.
Now, you shared something with me of what happened in Belize when you were there last week. Do you want to share that with our listeners?
Yeah. So, and this has a little bit to do with the good and the bad. You'll see as I continue to tell the story. So in my novel, and I don't want to give too much about my novel away, but this is they're pretty basic emotions. My character finds herself, you know, in the Caribbean, and she finds herself with a love interest. And there's one part where they're sitting, you know, on a pier. You know, they had sailed somewhere, and they were sitting on a pier, and they were, it was under the, you know, they've been talking all night under this midnight Caribbean star-studded sky, reflecting on the, you know, black waters, and it's just the two of them. There's, you know, nothing else around them, just talking about their deepest desires. And but there actually did happen to be a boat on the dock with someone sleeping in it, and that just adds to how eerie this can be, or exciting this can be. So that's the picture that I wrote about, the vignette that I wrote about in my novel. And, you know, I just got back from Belize, and I actually found myself really connecting with a Belizean while I was there, and he and I became really close friends really quickly. And all of a sudden, one night after dinner, we were sitting on the end of a pier, and it was just the two of us. There was a boat to our side. There happened to be someone sleeping in that boat. We were sitting on this dock, you know, talking, having almost the exact same conversation that my character, and he was from the same part of Belize, from Dangriga. He was of Mayan descent, as my character Antoine was. And all of a sudden, I had to just stop and say, I wrote about this already. And I had chills, and I told this guy, and I pulled up, you know, later on I pulled up my novel, and I said, please read this chapter. And he was like, how did that happen? But
beautiful.
But the next
that
thing
is
that
so
happened.
So beautiful. I'm going to stick my words in again, life by design, because that is, you know, it is the perfect romantic, you know, what you just described is, you know, women that want to imagine. That's what you've just described. So it is not far off to say that, you know, you want to connect with somebody in the Caribbean. It's so beautiful and sexy, and, you know, you even had how he looked. You know, some people might say tall, dark, and handsome with muscles or something, but you had the Mayan descent.
Yeah.
And that is not far from what, you know, most girls would dream about, right? But the crazy thing about it is that yours happened not with, you know, it wasn't your husband or something that you decided. It was quite by accident, which makes it even more exciting and more thrilling. Like you said, you just went there and you met this person, correct?
Correct.
And you happened to be on that scene, right? So that is absolutely amazing.
It was. Mm-hmm. And there's another part to that, though. When I first met him, I obviously found him attractive, but there was a force that I felt, you know, something bigger than, oh, this guy is, you know, I feel an attraction. There was a universal force that was felt there. But the other side of this is, you know, asking about whether, you know, you manifest or whether the bad things come true. You know, in my novel, I write about when, you know, my character has to leave to continue on her journey, and the you know, emotions that she felt having to leave that kind of situation. And it is sad when that kind of thing, when you know, I had to get on the airplane and head back to the mainland, and you feel those emotions as well. So it was all, but I can't say it was a foreign emotion. I knew it was coming.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I would still take it, and probably so would you, right?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have created that experience for the world. It was,
exactly. I would still take it. Now you're making me get chills because, you know, I can put myself right there. I can put myself right there. That is awesome. And that is why, you know, just an aside, which is why people love reading good books, or they love going to a good movie, because it can take you to a place, you know, and, you know, it sounds like you're a very good author, because you're taking me to a place with just a few words, so that's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So, So you gave us one of the story that you wrote about that came true. So do you have any other, and this one just happened recently, do you have any other specific examples of how the events in your stories have unfolded in your personal life?
Yes, absolutely. This is a big one because it was a life-changing experience. So there's a point in my novel where Mona finds herself in a situation in front of, on a grassy lawn, and this is in New Orleans, in front of the statue of the Sacred Heart. And she finds herself in, a spiritual awakening, and she all of a sudden understands that, how strong her spirituality is, and how, her connection with God is something that's not ever going to be forsaken, even when she has this dark shadow of despair that is always going to, be present in some way or another. She is never alone.
Oh, nice.
And she went through this revelation standing on this lawn, in front of the statue of Jesus. Well, there was a day when I still hadn't totally healed from everything. I had written all of this, but I hadn't necessarily felt it myself. And there was one day that I woke up. I had, something happened. I had cried myself to sleep the night before, and I woke up still in tears. Just, I was having a bad day, and I couldn't get any work done. And so I left my studio, and I just started wandering around my neighborhood. And it was a winter day, a dark winter day, and I had sunglasses on because I didn't want my neighbors to see that I was, tears were streaming from my eyes. And I walked down the street, and, there's a church in my neighborhood, and I thought maybe if I could go in here, maybe I could find some peace and comfort. The church doors were locked, and I just went and sat in the parking lot of the church and kept crying. And then a priest walked up, and I asked him, how could I get in the church? And he said, well, we're having a mass here in about 20 minutes. Would you like to come? He saw I had been crying. And after the mass, he waited for me on this grassy lawn, and he asked me very quickly what happened, what I was so upset about, and I very quickly summarized, and he read me really well, and he asked me, he said, can I give you a blessing?
Aww.
And I said, sure. I didn't really know what that would entail. And I stood there, and he placed his hands on my shoulders, and the words that he used said, as you go through this, God will not forsake you. You will not be forsaken. You will not be alone. And as he was saying that, tears, just buckets of tears, cleansing tears came out of my eyes. And I looked in the sky, and I saw the gray clouds shift and light come through. And the feeling that I felt, the awakening that I felt in that moment, I got chills because, again, that's what Mona had gone through when she was in front of the statue of Sacred Heart. And after that moment, my life made a 180. It was and very quickly. So that was the most powerful.
That's all you have to believe. And then that God is always with you. And then the priest blessed you as well. So he transferred to you. But it's the same way that you write with your stories in your mind is the same thing. When you believe that God is always with you and he has plans for you, plans to prosper you and all those things. Once you believe those things, it's a big shift.
It was it was one of those, that's when I really started paying attention to the parallels between my story and my life.
Wow. Yeah. Well, this is a bonus question. So is there anything in your story that you've written about that now that you know that you have the power to create that you're waiting on to happen?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm already planning my next trip back to Belize.
Okay.
So, and in my second novel, Antoine's Lament, he's you know, he's yearning for Mona after she left, and she's feeling that calling that she, you know, so she doesn't know what it is, but she needs to get back to the Caribbean.
I'm like a hopeless romantic. I'm like all up in your business. I'm like all there. And I'm sure you're feeling that energy as you're talking about it. I can tell.
I am.
All right. So you have some plans for you and this Antoine. Okay, hold on to it because it's going to happen. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, we're having a lot of fun because, like, you know, we're talking about journaling. We haven't talked much about art yet, but we're talking about, you know, my own words that I've put in, life by design, that you can think about it. You can create the life that you desire. And all you need to do is believe it and know for sure that it's going to happen. And one of the best ways to do that is to write it down, because when you write it down, you give it form. And that's basically what Margaret has found. She wrote it down. She gave it form. She lives it. Like she says, when it comes through you, when you're writing it down, you're speaking it, you're writing it, it's much better as far as you manifesting, you know, your imaginations or your dreams into your reality when you go through that form. So. I'm having a lot of fun with this, so let's take another quick station break, and we'll be right back for more of this interesting story. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have been speaking to author Margaret Elizabeth, artist, and what she's been teaching us is how to, let's see, what are we talking about here? The power and purpose of journaling. And as you've seen, the power of it, the purpose of it is to actually create the world or the reality that you want, and to just write your thoughts down. And one of the great things that that we do when we're journaling is that you write it down and you get to know yourself. So as we come on to the end of the, wrapping up our show, let me ask you, Margaret, what can you give us five quick points on the benefits of journaling?
Yes. So there, in no particular order of significance, there are definitely five things that you can benefit from. A big one is release, and that is that, you know, we're spending so much time inputting information in our bodies, whether it's through our phones, through the television, through all of the different forms of media that we're just surrounded by, and that fits inside of our bodies and minds, and we need to get that out. However, that it, you know, even just scribbling nonsense, you know, just release that from your body so that you can be, you know, cleaner inside. The second one is, you know, feeding on that, which is gaining clarity. And, you know, when people, you know, talk about trepidation or being intimidated by journaling, I always say, you know, just start scribbling words. And as you scribble these words, they're going to start making sense. And, you know, and then all of a sudden you're actually writing something that you want to be writing. And then all of a sudden you'll come to an aha moment, or, you know, something that maybe a problem you had been trying to solve earlier in the day, and you're not even thinking about it, and all of a sudden, as you're writing, out of nowhere, that, you know, you can come to a solution. that kind of thing can happen when you just allow yourself to surrender and just start writing, just let it flow. As we talked about a lot today, manifesting desires and, you know, putting out what you want. In fact, Dr. Gail Matthews at the Dominican University did a study and said that we're 40% more likely to find success accomplishing our goals than those who, by writing them down, than those who don't write them down. And that those goals, that success, that can look however you want it to look, whether you say, my goal is to reach point A in X number of months, so on and so forth, or just write down your fantasies like I do often through my literature.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing or relieving stress and anxiety, you know, there are times when you might have gone through a situation with a friend or a boss or something, and it's too petty to really confront them about, but it's still driving you crazy. Write down the solution you wish you could have from that situation. Just mm-hmm. get it out, and then all of a sudden you'll realize that you're over it. You don't care anymore. You know, it's water under the bridge at that point. And through writing it out, you can live it in that sense and get over it in that sense. And then finally, and this is actually something that I think is really important in journaling, and this is how I begin every day. I begin every day by writing down three things I'm grateful for. And I think, and when you do that, when you allow yourself to just think three things, write it down, you'll be surprised at how much your outlook and perspective changes day to day. And the benefits will be immeasurable.
Yes, yes, yes. Those are all great, powerful ones. And I go back and forth with the gratitude thing because I keep hearing about it. You know, I meditate every morning. There's so many things I want to meditate about, intention, you know, my vortex, feeling good, what I want. So, you know, sometimes I forget the gratitude thing, but it's actually very, very important. And for a short while, I did that and writing down everything you're grateful for. And that, you're right, what it does is it changes your outlook, because when you are grateful for things, apparently gratitude is a really great energy, that when you are grateful for things, more things show up. And also when you're grateful for things, it's very hard for you to be upset about it. For example, I mean, if you're grateful that you have a husband or you're grateful you have food on the table, it's very hard to be, you know, angry about, you know, something, because gratitude changes things. So, the number three that you mentioned is a big one as well, manifesting your desires. Like I said, you have to give it form. Anything you write down, anything you speak, you give it form. And, 40%, you know, maybe even higher than that, will allow you to manifest your desires by writing down your goals. And I personally use journaling to download, like I started off our segment talking about, just like you said, release from the stress and anxiety. You know, I'm a very different person. I don't bear malice. And one of the things that I can do is if I want to say something to someone, if I write it down, and I've released it, I don't need to say it to them anymore. I've written it down. I've downloaded it. So I use that a lot for me to just, you know, download anything that I'm upset about, and then I'm, like, back to new again. So very, very good. Awesome. What are some ways that you work to serve and inspire others with your novels and your art?
So, you know, with my creative vision, my tagline for my studio is fine art and style for the adventurous heart. Mm-hmm. And I know before I started Impulse Studio, I got into a point with my work that was uninspired, and I was just going to work because it was a paycheck, to be honest. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I wasn't happy with myself for that. Because I was doing such good work in the, and it just didn't feel right. And so And, you know, my father encouraged me. He said, you know, you majored in fine art. You are an artist. Why aren't you following your passion? And all of a sudden, I woke up, and I realized that that's what I needed to do. And when I did, and it has been a struggle. I mean, to learn how to find success in the arts takes creativity and perseverance and never giving up. But I wouldn't change that for anything. It is an adventure that I was called to be on, and I have been
nice.
So happy, you know, that I, with that. And so I encourage people, and my intention is to inspire people to find that adventure, whether it's through travel, whether it's through opening your heart, whether it's through, you know, a new workout or a new hobby, but to live with a sense of adventure and a sense of inspiration and passion so that you feel fulfilled and satisfied.
Yeah,
that's
a big one, because most people don't. So that's a big one. Yes.
That's what my creative vision is based around. And then as far as service goes, I feel like I'm just, my nature is to be a servant, and I do a lot in my community to continue to give back whenever, however I can.
Yes, I believe that. After all, you are one of God's disciples, and service to others is part of that. So that's awesome. Do you have a free gift to our listeners, and you can tell our listeners how to get in touch with you for your art or to purchase your beautiful novel? So just let them know how they can get in touch with you and if you have a gift for them.
Absolutely. So I have, if you go to my website, which is mpulsestudio.com, that starts with the letter mpulsestudio.com. If you go to the Contact Me section on that and just say hi, ask me a question, whatever you want, then I will send you a PDF of my short story. There's also a little bonus, because anyone who goes to my website and contacts me and says hi, if you give me your mailing address, then I send you a little surprise from my jewelry collection. So you get a few different treats, but please say hi. Let me know that you heard the show so that I know that you're, you know, in search of this sketchbook PDF and some tips on journaling and writing, and I would love to begin a conversation with you.
Awesome. I absolutely love it. Yes, Margaret is somebody that you definitely want to be in contact with. She can not only show you how to manifest through your desires of your heart through journaling, but yeah, she's also got the creative side that can help you to live a life of adventure and understand that creativity and expression. It can come in any form. You know, Margaret has the written word and jewelry, but we can find creative expression in any form. So she would be an excellent contact to, if you wanted to ask her a question about maybe how you can, express your creativity in unique ways. So I want to thank Margaret for being on the show and sharing her unique gifts and talents with us. I want to thank you for tuning in once again to the Minds of Transformation radio show and the Transform Your Mind podcast. The radio show airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m., so make sure you tune in next week. Or if you can't make it, then please subscribe to my iTunes podcast. Again, search for Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna, and then you're able to get all the episodes. I also have a free gift to anyone who subscribes to the podcast, rates, and review it. If you do that and send me an email to info@myhelps.us, which is IN@myhelps.us, I will send you one or two gifts. One is my ebook on how to become a life coach, because I know it's one of those careers that has been getting a lot of interest. So I will send you a free ebook on that. Or if you're not interested in becoming a life coach, I can send you the mindset focus wheel. And that is some exercises to change your mindset from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, which is why this is called the Mindset Transformation Radio Show, because any growth, any change usually starts with you changing your mindset. So, Margaret, any last words?
I just, you know, I feel so blessed to have been able to talk to you for this, you know, this past hour, and I just encourage everyone to, you know, tap into their spirit and express themselves in any ways that can inspire them to live with bliss and happiness.
Wow, I like that. I got chills from those words, so they're powerful. Yes.
Thank you.
So until next time, namaste.